Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Campo Campbell.
You know what we should do? You know how this is the auditory version of Reddit?
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually people might be like, oh, I wish I could see the post that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We make our own website.
Oh, okay.
Which good. We put the posts on.
Okay.
Essentially, we do one of those sites that reskins Reddit. You know, the ones that everyone got upset
good,
about?
That's good. But it's only the ones that we talk about?
No.
Oh, it's just everything.
Just call it Reddit.
It's just, okay.
Just use the base UPI of
We'll call Reddit. It
R-E-A-D-I-T. Yeah. Do you reckon that's taken?
It's got to be taken. All right, let's do it.
Oh, hang on. I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Reddit, R-E-A-D-I-T.com.
It's porn. It's going to be porn.
Oh, my God. So much porn. Nothing is really loading. Coming soon. A new WordPress site.
Oh.
So, I think someone's claimed it, but...
No, I think that's just WordPress. They do a thing where they look at all...
If someone else...
They like kind of buy domains.
Yeah, right.
And try and get people to...
Well, then it's available.
Well, it's available.
Don't steal it, though.
Yeah, we've got an idea for it.
It's crazy that Reddit wouldn't buy that in case someone had misheard and typed that in and then redirected
and just
to Reddit.
Redirects to...
Yeah, now they can't because we're going to get it.
Suckers. People will think they get redirected to Reddit.
Yeah.
All right, Camu. Let's get into it. This first one was in the subreddit adulting. I kind of went down a bit of a rabbit hole. And anyway, I decided to put this one in. This is by Jo Young Gill. PSA, adulting means you have to be intentional about life. There seems to be an overwhelming majority of posts here where people ask, for all intents and purposes, the same question. I feel so far behind. Is this life? I guess I should sum up adulting. Which is, yeah, it's a lot of people just complaining about... being an adult is I would say and kind of saying like adult life is just work and no enjoyment.
Yeah.
And admittedly I went from I think top posts of all time or something just to get a good view, and there's a couple of memes in there being like, oh, it's just work and I hate my life and oh my God, welcome to adulthood. But then there was one of a guy that was like, hey, I just want to put my perspective in here. I'm like 33 years old and I don't hate my life or being an adult, and I've got kids and I just enjoy the things in life that I enjoy, and that's kind of it. I think the whole probably premise of this subreddit is that idea that we have this perception when we're younger of the amount of success we can achieve in our lifetime if we really go at it.
Yeah.
And then we realize that, well, most of the time it's just like if you can be content, that is the best, that's the best thing to achieve. And you don't need to be all these huge things. But there's a lot of people, I think, coming here that are kind of youngish, becoming adults and are like, but I'm not an Olympic swimmer or something like that.
Yeah. It's like statistically, so few people are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I am there.
Yeah. Yeah. We both are. It's easy.
Yeah. Anywho. All right. Back to the space. The same question, I feel so far behind. Is this life? To which the response is always the same. Life is what you make of it. We cannot control every aspect of life, but you can control what you do and how you do it. Has a surprising amount... Okay, sorry. We cannot control every aspect of our life, but what you can control has a surprising amount of influence on the overall direction of your life. As an example, let's say someone tells you that you have been given the opportunity to win $20 million and the only condition is that you must be in a certain location 3,000 miles away by a specific time. Let's say 1 month. Your choice on how you get there, you choose on how you get there, but you must use your own resources. If you cannot get there by the time expires, you will receive some portion of the money based on how far you got. I've only just realized rereading this how bad the grammar is.
It's funny. Reading it silently, it makes sense. But reading it out like grammatically, it's all over the place.
They're just using the wrong tense of certain words.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, trying to correct on the fly. I'm willing to bet that anyone who wants to get that money will begin to immediately plan out how they would get to that destination, working out the time needed to get to said destination, what route they would take, even if someone didn't have a lot of resources. Plans to get more resources will formulate. There will also be people who say, meh, I'm too poor or too disabled to get there, so why bother? And still more people who want the money, but they'll want to stop at every little distraction along the way. And then there are all the people in between. You may think, that's silly, I just go there and go and get there. Oh, God. All I have to do is show up. Well, that's adulting in life. Whatever you want in life, someone must work for it in some way, shape, or form. You have to plan and be intentional about the plan. You might not get to the specific thing in life, but even then you should be much closer than if you weren't intentional. Some people may arrive earlier than others, but in the end, if you get there, does it really matter? The only factor is how long do you get to enjoy your reward. As in my example, you cannot control traffic, weather, road conditions, air traffic, or any number of infinite factors, but if you were intentional about it, you could get extremely close. Be honest with yourself in what you want and be intentional about achieving what you want. That is the only way to ensure you give yourself the best odds. Bonus tip. Money doesn't solve problems. It just makes you more of who you are. If you're an idiot who just wants to do better, it will allow you to do that. If you're a generous person, it will make you more of that. If you're an asshole, it will make you more of that. This is how you know that money will not solve the issues in your life and why my post isn't titled, "You Need More Money," but instead of titled, "You Have to Be Intentional About Life." For those that say, it'll solve my rent, food, etc. issue, yes, but it will only do that to a degree. You're only someone / something different because you need money for rent, food, etc. Once you solve that issue, you're more free to be the person you are inside. Hence, money doesn't solve problems. It just makes you more of who you are.
What do you think, before we get into the larger point, what do you think of that last point? Money makes you more of who you are.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting, but... I don't think necessarily true.
I've seen people change with money.
That's what I was going to say. I think the problem is sometimes you can change. Yeah.
Not always.
It's not that you don't have issues anymore. I think that's like the thing about money. Yeah, money doesn't solve problems because it solves one problem, but then you all of a sudden have another problem that, you know, money can't solve or whatever. Like, there's no, it's like, I feel like there's this story I heard once, or, you know, is kind of made up as a point that's like, if you have a bad marriage and you're poor, you might think, oh, if I was rich, we could live in a better house and we wouldn't have so much stress, whatever, but actually you're still just in a poor marriage and it had nothing to do with the money kind of thing. I think that's where that idea that people think money can solve an external problem is the issue, because, I think money can solve some problems. I don't think it's going to make you more of who you are necessarily. I find that just like that's kind of a throwaway, bizarre concept that can mean everything and nothing. It just makes you more of who you are. What the fuck does that even mean? And the fact that it can absolutely change you as well, because you end up living your life differently. Your views might change. The world would imply at the moment that the richer you are, the less you care about other people. I don't really agree with this. I think this was just trying to be really like deep and philosophical, and it wasn't really at all.
This whole thing seems like someone's watched too many Gary Vee videos on YouTube or something.
Yeah. I think that the biggest problem I have about this is the idea that we always try to like solve life.
Hmm.
But I think that that's the wrong mentality totally. And I think this is still along the lines of, there's a way to solve life about being intentional and it's about, and I don't think that's, I think if you start living your life that way, it's wrong and you will feel worse. I genuinely believe, and I wouldn't have never thought this years ago when I was younger, like just hasn't it, you know, it never occurred to me. But I really do think the goal of life, let's say, is just to be content.
Hmm.
If you're not in a bad place or, you know, for any one reason, and there could be a bunch of different reasons. People absolutely struggle with money and being able to pay rent and feed themselves. And, you know, even if they are like content mentally or something with other parts of their life,
yeah,
you can still have that issue of not earning enough money or something like that. Yep. So I think that all comes into it. But I think if you can just get to a point where you're just content, that's it.
Honestly, I think, you know, if you look at you and I,
mm.
we're neither of us are rich.
Yeah.
But we don't want for anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would say our lives are pretty good. Like, we're in a pretty nice position at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think
it helps that we're white.
It does. And men. It certainly does, yeah. Certainly does. We just get promotion after promotion.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even want the jobs anymore.
But, like, I think you and I are both in the same way. We're both like, yeah, we've got a good life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we are aware that we have a good life.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I think, it's probably, there's probably people out there that are like, you can't comment because you do have a good life.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's that tricky thing. But I think the point is it's you kind of just need to accept.
We've accepted our mediocrity.
Yeah, you have to accept your mediocrity, which is sounds really depressing, but I don't think it's actually a bad thing.
We're completely fine with it.
It's not a bad thing. It's a totally fine thing. It's just that we are every day, people who have achieved an incredible amount of success are put in front of us.
Yeah.
Always. Social media, obviously, exacerbating that dramatically. But even on just like TV, radio, these are all people that have had like success more than you probably. And it can really be off-putting. But I think the point is that you don't have to be that
successful. Do you think it would help to normalize regular like mediocrity on TV? So between all the shows with TV stars and whatever, you just have a clip of someone being like, hey, I'm a plumber, been plumbing for 15 years, this is my house, it's in Craigieburn, it's pretty good,
yeah,
all right, bye. Yeah. He's like, oh good, I'm seeing more regular,
just an average Joe. Yeah, that's true. I think the closest we've got to that at the moment is Gogglebox.
Probably is Gogglebox, yeah.
Because you're like, your lives are just as pathetic as mine.
Yeah. But I think I'm better than you for some reason. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
I'm not even on TV.
Yeah. I want to hear, I don't know if anybody's going to write in, but I want to hear other people's perspectives on this too, about like what they think kind of, I don't know, adulting is.
Mm, yeah.
How and to don't, achieve adulting.
Don't, like I did, make the mistake of accidentally going to r/adultery. Because as a man about to be married, that upset me greatly.
Oh, no. Or did it change your views? You're like, oh, so that's how I do it.
More than one, you say?
All right, Kimber, let's move on to Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by If That Makes You Feel. What celebrity has the biggest ego that their talent just does not warrant?
Probably, honestly, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do genuinely feel bad for celebrities that get famous really young and don't have a good support system. Let's take the difference between Daniel Radcliffe
Yeah.
and Justin Bieber.
Oh, God. Yep.
That reaction is exactly what I mean. Daniel Radcliffe seemed to have parents that were supportive and helpful. And he has said that when he first got to a certain age and he had fame and money, he was drinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
But he never went off the rails.
Yeah, yeah.
He seems pretty well adjusted.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to get to him. Whereas Justin Bieber, I don't blame Justin Bieber for turning out how he did.
Yeah.
Because his parents were making money from him.
Oh, yeah. I think his parents were exploiting his fame.
Yeah. And his whole world was surrounded by people being like, Justin, you're the best.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want, man.
Because
he's making them more money.
Yeah, yeah.
So fucking no duh, he became an insufferable little prick for a while. Because how else would you... Being a teenager and going through puberty at the best of times makes you a little prick.
Yeah, yeah.
Now turn the whole world in on you being like, you're also the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking you're going to turn that into be like an absolute monster.
Yeah. Do you reckon it has to do with the profession as well? Like just comparing Daniel Radcliffe and Justin Bieber right now. Because I think
Lindsay Lohan, I would say, is the similar thing. She was an actress, but... Her parents were pretty exploitative of her fame, and I think it's a set. It could be the difference between America and England. To be fair,
right?
The difference between like laws that protect children performers and stuff. Maybe
because I was just thinking, right? Like Justin Bieber being an artist and performer.
Yeah.
That is reliant. He's not doing anything else for the rest of his life, right? Whereas Daniel Radcliffe, it's dependent on the roles that he gets. And granted, Daniel Radcliffe continued to do really well and proved that he was a really good actor. But the point is he could have just done Harry Potter and then, like, that's it. And so, but I feel like if you're Justin Bieber, you're like, well, I'm just a good singer. This is kind of guaranteed to kind of persist. More than just being like a once-off super famous actor, maybe.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is there are people who I don't necessarily think it's their fault. Even like you can't justify what they do, but you also think like, I mean, Michael Jackson was notoriously very messed up, but abusive father made him become famous at a young age. His whole life was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be normal.
Yeah,
there's no way you're going to be normal after that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Still don't do some of
the actually things. Reckon that this might be a totally wild question because it's so obvious an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that Michael Jackson had a big ego?
I don't know if he had an ego, but I don't think he thought he was better. I thought the stuff he got, he thought was normal.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So it's not like he's like, I get this because I'm better. He's like, this is just a normal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seems very arrogant to you know.
Right, yeah.
Like
we
talked last week, he just was like, well, put me in the lead of your movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Make me Willy Wonka.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, we...
Doesn't work that way. Yeah, because I sort of agree that I don't... when I think of him, I don't think of him as having a big ego.
No.
And
I'm sure he is probably pleasant if you met them face to face at some point. I'm sure they wouldn't be like, hey, fuck you. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
I think the cliche answer for this at this point is probably Kanye West.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Compares himself to God and Jesus and all kinds. Yeah. And the difference is some people will say, Kanye defenders will say, but he's a genius. And I would say what he is he's pretty good in his genre of music.
Yeah, and because like just pretty good as well, right? Yeah. Like he's not...
Look, people that really like his genre of music seem to really like him. So he's clearly very good at what he does.
Yeah.
But like that's one genre of one thing.
You got to be better at so many other things to warrant that ego.
Or like was it Mozart that was composing from like a child?
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah, that is a next level genius. And there probably are musical geniuses that you've never heard of because they all do like classical renditions of whatever at age 12 kind of thing. Like, wow, that's a really complicated movement they've just done.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I feel that any artist that gets called a genius, I'm like, well, you know, in their genre, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Here's one that comes to mind. And I don't even know why, because I don't know them well enough, really. I don't know any celebrities well enough, that's honest. But I will judge them. I feel like James Corden got a bit of a... He was just the guy that you're like, you were bullied in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is you got out of school and you started meeting some really famous celebrities. So then you started going around to people and being like, hey, do you know I just met, Michael Jackson the other day? Okay, probably James Corden probably never met Michael Jackson.
He was on the mind, though.
Yeah. he would have, is what James Corden thinks. That idea of like, and I just feel like he's the type of person to like go around and brag about like, I interviewed Bradley Cooper or something, you know.
There's two things about James Corden, I think. One is, if you haven't already seen the infamous James Corden AMA, it's very funny and you should look it up. Did you ever see that?
I can't remember.
He was doing promo, probably for the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm James Corden, AMA. And everyone was like, hey, I met you this time and you were really rude to me. Like every single one was like calling him out for being really mean.
Yeah.
And at one point, apparently he showed up to like a Writers Guild thing and debated against his writers of his show getting a pay rise.
Oh,
like stuff like that, where everyone's like, why'd you do that? That was awful.
Yeah.
The other thing is there's a lot of evidence that suggests that James Corden has actually always been that way.
Yeah.
It's just going to America and meeting celebrities has like made it tenfold worse.
Yeah.
Because there are stories, they may have even come from the AMA as well, I don't remember, but like he used to do a show with a couple of other British comedians before he was so big, talking about soccer, called League of Their Own. And it was always known that James Corden was the least nice of all of those guys on that show as well.
Yeah.
So it just seemed like he always had that personality, and then you gave him fame and money and access to celebrities.
No. It's the worst.
Yeah,
it's no good. Also, we should say Vin Diesel. Pretty big ego.
I feel you like reckon? He's...
Here's the thing, though. I feel like he's less destructive.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a huge ego. But he's not like... But it's kind of funny.
All he does with it is sit in his backyard filming vertical videos of himself talking for 6 minutes at a time about nothing.
Drinking Corona, probably. it's pretty funny. Pretty funny. So having a big ego isn't all that bad.
Yeah. We wouldn't know. We're actually fucking humble as shit.
We're so fucking humble. We're so humble. Could you imagine if we got a lot of fame and money, Camber?
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Don't, people, don't do it. Don't give it to us.
Here's the thing, we're already the best in the world. Elevate us to that level, we might become the next.
It'd be
Messiah.
Against your best interest, listeners, to give us fame and money.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
not do it.
Oh, don't do it. I dare you not to.
Don't you dare send us money.
Don't you bloody dare. All right, Kimber, let's get into today I advise.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I learned.
And also sometimes advice.
This Today I Learned is by Insanity to Brilliance. Today I learned about Piona Kalii. Punishment of the sack. This was an ancient Roman execution commonly used for patricide, where a man is sewn up in a leather sackcloth with a live dog, monkey, viper, and rooster, and then toss it into a body of water.
Do you know, this is something about the fragile male body.
Yeah.
When I heard punishment of the sack, I went, oh, no. And then I read it, went, oh, thank God.
Thank God. It could have been so much worse.
I thought they were going to kick me in the balls.
Yeah.
You mean kicked in the balls or put in this sack?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just getting in the sack. Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
The poor rooster.
What did the rooster do?
The other ones can all kind of attack you.
Yeah.
Dog, monkey, viper.
The rooster's
going to peck you, but like, oh, stop it. Stop it. Hey, stop it.
Yeah. I think it's just in the corner like, oh, my God, please don't just fight amongst each other. I'll hopefully try and kill the last thing that's been wounded almost fatally. I'll peck it in the eyes right at the end.
Also, I can't breathe underwater, so...
Yeah. This seems like a dumb thing to do to put the other animals in there. Like,
this is
just put a man in a sack and dump him in a river. He'll die.
This is a huge insurance thing. Like, oh, what if we put him in the sack in the river and he doesn't die? All right, we'll chuck a couple of things in there with him. It'll definitely kill him.
Yeah.
But at what point do they start working together to get out?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Because then you've got a man, a dog, a monkey, a viper, and a rooster coming after you.
That is terrifying. I mean, except for the rooster, obviously. Obviously not the rooster. Yeah, I think this just, it seems like something from a comic book. You know, like a comic strip in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Somebody's put this funny little joke where a guy, but for some reason this actually happened. What a bizarre punishment execution to invent.
It must be they started by putting a guy in a leather sack into the water and then he got out. So the next time they're like, oh, we'll chuck a dog in there with him.
Yeah.
And he got out as well. I'll chuck a monkey and a dog in there. And then for some reason the key was the rooster.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, when we put the rooster in, that seemed to do it.
Yeah.
No one came back for that one.
There was a scenario where the dog, monkey, viper, and man all got along. And they were like, no. This is no good for us. Yeah, the rooster. Yeah, maybe it's because the rooster is perhaps the dumbest of them all.
Mm.
It just goes around.
It pecks the viper. It
pecks people.
Because if I saw everything. A viper in a bag, I would avoid it.
Yeah,
and I reckon, you know, it probably sees you and goes, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rooster, it's just pecking everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Here's an advice, Cambay. This is by LowAd7743. Is it weird that my 26 male girlfriend, 22 female, wants me to send her weekly photos of my poo? So this is the situation. My girlfriend of 1 year has suddenly told me that she has always been fascinated by poo. She says that our poo reflects our gut health. For context, she's a health nut. I was shocked and didn't believe her when she told me this. So she showed me her album on her phone of her own dumps. There were hundreds of photos dating back as early as 2020. Now she wants me to send photos over text of my poops at least twice a week so she can analyze them and because she says she finds it interesting. I love her so much, and the past year has been amazing, and she has never done anything like this before. I'm not sure what to do. Would it be weird if I started regularly sending her photos of my shit? I'm truly baffled.
This seems pretty cut and dry, don't you think?
Send photos of your poop.
Yeah. If it's not hurting anyone, is it?
It's so weird.
It's very weird.
I don't think that I could live past this.
I even understand the idea that there are people, I think, that see the benefit of analyzing excrement because, yeah, it is a very good indication of gut health.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe being interested in your own. Okay, it's a little maybe weird something. At that point, having a folder on your phone. Look, interested in your own in as much as maybe you do a poo and then you just check it before you flush and go, okay, it all looks...
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Which I feel like everybody like kind of does, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but take it, maybe the odd photo once a year to compare.
Right, yeah.
Sure, if you're really into it, I could maybe go, okay.
I think the problem is, and admittedly, maybe it's just not mentioned, but the documentation of what they're eating pre all those poops.
Hmm.
Because I think if you're taking photos of poops and you're like trying to look at your gut health because of this, yes, absolutely, it can be an indicator. But then like you need to look at all the food that you've been having prior to that poop to be like, okay, this is what made that.
Yeah.
And that, then, yeah.
That is a good point because I had assumed that work had been pre-done. But you're right. It's not mentioned.
Because
I was assuming, okay, she's tracking what she's eating.
Yeah.
And then checking her poops.
But if you're going, she got photos from 2020. So like 4 years ago, she's looking at a poop and just being like, huh, that was a good poop.
Yeah.
Like what? Unless you've got context for that, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
A bit insane. I think something weird has happened here. I think somebody has thrown poop at her when she was a child.
I would also test.
While she was on a roller coaster. And she was like, this is so fun.
I would also maybe test the knowledge. Send her a picture of a random poop and say it's yours.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you could just bank a bunch of poops on your phone. I'm sure you can find them on the internet. Here's the risk that you run, though. What if some of her poops have been leaked online? And you accidentally send her one of her own poops back. She'd be like, I know that poop. It's mine. This was July 3rd, 2022.
Here's the question, I think. is this perhaps, is she very subtly broaching the subject? I like poop.
Oh, no.
And is that inevitably going to lead to something this man is not prepared
for? Oh, nobody's prepared for that. Oh, my God. I remember Two Girls, One Cup. Yeah, Cambo. Yeah, yeah, I wish I removed it from my mind. I think that's might be where it's going.
Mm.
Don't start sending the photos.
Don't open that door.
It's a slippery slope, let me tell you.
That's not a metaphor.
Yeah. That's right. I think this is no good.
What is he looking out for? Him?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so disturbing. It's almost a deal breaker, I think, for me.
Hmm. Yeah.
Have they said how long that? Oh, one year. Yeah, I think that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I think it's just too weird. Because imagine you're living together.
Yeah.
I would go to flush the toilet and it doesn't work.
Or
and
like,
I notice that the taps are being turned up. Like, all right, this is weird.
Or like you're in the bathroom and you do flush the toilet and then you hear downstairs like, hey! I hadn't looked at that yet.
What'd you do that for?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming they don't live in together, but yeah, that's not good.
I guess so. All right, Cameron, let's move on into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by Ordinary Dinosaur. A 100% win rate is much less impressive than 99.9%.
Have we done this one before?
Oh, shit. Did we do it already?
I don't remember. Oh, maybe no. It was just in an old show notes and I remember it.
It was in an old show notes, but did we talk about it?
I don't remember, Nelson. I don't remember. I remember my opinion being, yeah.
Honestly, most show thoughts, my opinion is.
Yeah.
Because just for clarity, you can get 100% win rate by just winning one match.
Yes.
But to get 99.9, you need to win at least 999 matches of 1,000.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
I'm sorry if we did it and now it's been kind of ruined by us now doubting everything we say.
Whatever, let's just do another one. This is my good mojo. It's unfathomably easy to ruin your entire life.
This screams to me, and I don't want to accuse Good Mojo of anything, of someone with a lot of skeletons in their closet. If I say the wrong thing, let me tell you, my life's coming crumbling down. Oh, boy.
I need
to tread very carefully with what I say.
Yeah, that's right. I have to remember all the lies I told everyone and never let two people meet who have been told opposite things. How you personally have, from this point,
mm-hmm.
How quick do you think you could ruin your life?
It depends how you want to ruin it. I could get into like heroin.
I reckon you could like ruin it faster than that, don't you reckon? Because like just doing heroin once isn't ruining your life. You got to like continuously do it. It's not until like you're addicted and you're stealing stuff and you run out of money. I think like
the thing is like you could try and get yourself canceled, I guess, is the easy one. Say something really, really terrible online.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that big a platform. And I feel like I need to do it a lot.
Yeah.
I really need to take a sharp turn. And then I even think that a lot of our friends and family would at first be like, hey, are you okay?
Like,
let me help you with this.
Stupid supportive family and friends. Okay. So that's no good. I mean, I guess you could murder somebody.
Yeah, I guess I could run someone down with my car.
That's probably the quickest, right?
That's probably the quickest. Because, like, what crime is quicker but also, like, would do a fairly big punishment?
Yeah, I think it must be that.
Yeah.
I do, because even if it was unintentional, actually. Like manslaughter or I feel like that would still probably ruin your life quite a bit.
What if you deliberately went out and impregnated a bunch of people?
That's nine months though. Yeah, that's 9 months.
I mean, the consequences may be earlier than that as soon as Ellen finds out what you've done. That's one part of you. That's your life starting to unravel when she walks out on you.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
all the child support and all that.
And I say, oh, no, Ellen, I need you to help raise all these babies that I...
Also, come here and let's have sex. Oh. So, no! You're not impregnating another woman.
Yeah, pregnancy. Okay, so then what's the worst way to ruin your entire life? Probably still murder.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah.
It's still pretty hard. But it's the easiest. It's the quickest to do. It's not the easiest to do. I mean, you have to have a pretty wonky moral compass, yeah, I guess, yeah. to begin with.
But we could both do it today.
We could both do it today. It would ruin our life in the worst way.
Yeah.
And the quickest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But is it unfathomably easy?
I mean, probably. I do think that it's very easy to murder somebody.
But in this country, for example, mm-hmm. it would be harder than it would be in America because we don't have guns in our houses.
Yeah, so, but I could just run somebody over.
But I feel like, again...
In fact, in your area, driving up here, I want to run people over because a lot of people bike ride in the hills around here.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're really annoying, especially when there's like two in like right next to each other. You're like, dude, I can't get around you. This is annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd run those people over. And it would be unfathomably easy for me to do. Here's another one. This is by Chededonia. Do you think there's somebody called Chad and they've imagined a country called
Chededonia?
Chededonia.
Yeah.
Since Wally knew how to repair himself, he knows how to repair all the Wally corpses around him and chooses not to. I think that's true.
Wally's a little freak.
I think Wally's...
I don't trust Wally.
Wally's messed up in the head. Could you imagine just being in a world where there's like, you just littered with corpses and you kind of, one, take mementos from those corpses, because I'm pretty sure that's like basically what he does. And you also have the ability to revive people, be like, nah, what if I need a leg?
Real psychopath behavior to be like, well, I'm fixed.
Yeah.
All right, on I go.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Even if I just needed a leg and I could get one off a corpse, I think, and the corpse totally done, can't be revived. I feel guilty. I don't think I could do that.
Or does this indicate that Wally is such an idiot? Because then when Eve comes down, he's like, it's so good having someone around. It's like, yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
You could have had this.
You could have had this all along, you stupid idiot. Yeah. Interesting.
Is he a psychopath or an idiot? You tell us.
Yeah. Who would have thought that in 2024 we'd bring up Wally? Well, somebody would make a shower thought about Wally.
Just to cancel him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, Cambo, let's move on to podnapping.
Oh my God, I'm being podnapped!
Podnapping.
This is podnapping, where we nap a pod. We take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing and we do it ourselves. This week's my week, and I've been doing citizenship tests. And I've got another one. This is the UK citizenship test, though. There's quite a few questions. This one, again, I had to do myself so we can compare results perhaps as we go. First question. Which of the following is a crown dependency but not part of the UK?
Oh, no.
Shetland, Isle of Wight, Isle of Man, Anglesey.
Isle of Wight.
Isle of Man.
Ah, damn, I had the wrong eye. I knew one of them was...
It was an isle of sorts, yes. Yeah. Okay, is the BBC controlled by the government? Yes or no? That's exactly what I put, and it's
not.
No.
Is it not?
Because I think that we just maybe misinterpreted what this question's asking, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Because it's public broadcasting.
But it's not controlled
by the government.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Like, they can't dictate what's actually on it.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, yeah. But it's funded by the government, isn't it?
Yeah, it has a little thing here.
Yeah.
It says, incorrect. The BBC is the largest broadcaster in the world. It is the only wholly state-funded media organization that is independent of government.
Oh,
so, right. I feel like we were right.
We just
misread the question in some way. How many members does the Northern Ireland Assembly have? 12, 60, 90, 108.
60.
90.
Ah.
And I want to let you know, I got that right.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
There's a 1 in 4 chance. Who was in charge of the British fleet at the Battle of Trafalgar? Oliver Cromwell, mm-hmm. the Duke of Wellington, mm-hmm. Robert the Bruce, mm-hmm. Admiral Nelson.
At Trafalgar?
Yeah.
So you read through them again, sorry.
Oliver Cromwell,
yep.
the Duke of Wellington.
Wellington was Waterloo.
Robert the Bruce, Admiral Nelson.
I think it's either A or D. I'm going to say D.
It is Admiral Nelson. Correct. What was inscribed in the first coins to be minted in Britain during the Iron Age? The names of Iron Age kings, the names of Iron Age gods, the names of trees, the names of animals.
Traditionally, it is royalty on coin.
Yes, true.
But Iron Age was a while ago. I'm gonna stick with royalty.
The names of Iron Age kings?
Yeah.
You idiot. It's correct.
Oh, were they two separate statements?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess so, yeah.
Towns, cities, and rural areas in the UK are governed by government-appointed officials.
Yeah.
True or false?
Oh, true.
That's what I did as well, but it's false. And I think, again, it's just like it misinterpreted the question.
It misinterpreted the question, not us.
No, we misinterpreted the question because it's not government-appointed.
Oh, right.
Okay, towns, cities, and rural areas in the UK are governed by democratically elected councils.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I just didn't really.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of finicky wordplay here.
Yeah, you bloody Brits. Where is the Tate Art Gallery located? Glasgow, Cardiff, London, Belfast.
Tate.
Yep.
Glasgow.
That's what I put. It's London.
Ah.
The version of the Bible created by King James I mm-hmm. is known as...
King James Bible.
It's not one of the options. Would you like me to give you the options? Yeah. You idiot. Yeah. Those ones were linked, Cam. Authorized version, reformed version, approved version, unique version.
Authorized version.
That's what I did too. I felt like that one made the most sense. Yeah. What is the period of the 1960s known for? A downgrade in manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
a growth in British fashion and pop music,
yep.
a shortage of water, mm-hmm. a blockage of social laws.
I mean, B is certainly correct, whether or not it's the actual answer here, but I'm going to say B.
It is B, a growth in British fashion and pop music.
Yes, mod culture took over a lot. And obviously the Beatles and such.
It even says, the decade of the 1960s was a period of significant social change. It was known as the Swingin' 60s.
Correct.
There was growth in British fashion, cinema, and popular music. Between 1680 and 1720, how many refugees called Huguenots came to England? Which country did they come from? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's Huguenots. Huguenots. Which country did they come from? Pakistan, Germany, India, France.
India.
That's what I did, but it was France.
Because England took over India for a while. I thought maybe
I guess not.
And like curries and stuff were still quite big in England. I thought maybe there was an Indian influence, but no.
That's exactly what I thought.
It's the goddamn French again.
Oh, these bloody French.
I'm not doing well on this one.
I think, except for the one that I fluked, we have answered the exact same way. And for the incorrect ones. And the correct ones, we've got the same, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we've been stung on a few technicalities.
Yeah. Okay, what is the most famous tennis tournament played in the UK?
Wimbledon,
yeah. Okay, that was the easiest one. MPs can be contacted at their office in the House of Commons. True or false?
True.
False.
Really? Can you not contact a member of the House of Commons?
I've missed a word in there that makes a big difference. Okay. I'll say you would have got this. MPs can only be contacted.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My bad. What is the day when jokes are published in newspapers and telecast on TV?
Red Nose Day.
Red Nose Day? What are you talking about, Gambit?
April Fool's?
Oh, yeah, April Fool's Day. Yeah. I didn't give you the options.
Yeah.
It was April Fool's Day. Which Scottish king defeated the English at the Battle of Bannockburn?
Was that Robert the Bruce?
That was Robert the Bruce.
Yeah.
That one you got right of me. And I almost chose Robert the Bruce, but then I backed out and said King Charles.
You said Mel Gibson in that movie.
Yes. Who invented the World Wide Web? Sir Tim Berners-Lee, Sir Peter Mansfield, Sir Ian Wilmot, Sir Robert Edwards.
I don't know their name. I know that was at a university and they gave it away for free.
We've spoken about this person on the podcast.
I don't remember the name. I'll go A. What was A?
It was Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember it being quite a fancy sounding name.
Right, yeah. How are civil servants appointed and what political party do they belong to? They are chosen on merit and form part of the Liberal Democrats Party.
Mm-hmm.
They are chosen randomly and form part of the Conservative Party. They are chosen randomly and are politically neutral. They are chosen on merit and are politically neutral.
D?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Cool. What is known as the Dunkirk Spirit? When German Air Force bombed London and other British cities at nighttime, the evacuation of Allied soldiers from France during World War II.
It's that one, but go on.
When new social classes appeared after the Black Death, the period when many refugees called Huguenots came from France.
No, it's the evacuation of all the soldiers from the beach.
That is correct. You have to be at least 21 years old to serve on a jury.
Hmm.
True or false?
I don't know how old you need to be here. I would imagine us in the UK probably mirror because like our drinking age and driving age and stuff are all the same.
Yes, that's true.
So if I knew it here,
that would help. If only we knew it here.
True, maybe?
It's false.
Yeah, 18?
Yeah. Anyone who's on the electoral register and
18, you are legally an adult, so it makes sense.
If you wish to be a permanent resident or citizen of the UK, you should. Mm-hmm. And you have to choose two answers here.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so if you wish to be a permanent resident or citizen of the UK, you should respect the rights of others, including their right to their own opinions, buy a house in the UK, look after yourself and your family, marry a British citizen.
The first two? Well, actually, no, buy a house doesn't seem fair because you should be able to rent. So I think number one, be respectful of all others.
Yep.
And I guess the other ones are so wishy-washy.
Yeah.
What was C?
Look after yourself and your family.
And what was D?
Marry a British citizen.
That seems too harsh. It must be C.
It is C.
Yeah.
I went through the exact same logic that you did. But I was like, okay, it seems like such a wholesome thing to put on a citizenship chip. Hey, just look after yourself and your family. Yeah. And everything, it'll be fine.
Keep calm and carry on, etc.
Which of the following major sports events took place in the UK in 2012?
The Olympics.
The Football World Cup, the Olympics, yeah, okay. I actually did, so funnily enough, there was another UK test, citizenship test that I did that halfway through I was like, this seems rubbish. And they had a similar question, but it tripped me up because it didn't have the Olympics games. It had stuff like Football World Cup, Rugby Cup. Then it said the Paralympics. And it had Commonwealth Games as the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, oh, I thought it was the Olympics. I guess it was the Commonwealth Games. And I did that. And then I was like, idiot. It's Paralympics, obviously. Anyway.
It's parallel. It's a bit tricky.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly what it says. For. Charles the First. Charles the First believed in the divine right of kings. So he tried to rule without the parliament, to rule with the approval of the parliament, to raise money for the parliament, to restore Catholicism in Britain.
Oh, I reckon it's either the first or the last.
Right, yeah.
And the last one's more exciting because it seems like he would have been a tyrannical religious guy. Yeah. And the first one's kind of boring because it's just a political movement, which makes you think it's the first one.
Yes, to rule without the parliament, yes. What is the Union Jack? The flag of the Commonwealth, the flag of the United Kingdom, the shield used by British knights, a trade union to protect workers' rights.
I mean, it represents the Commonwealth, doesn't it? Because it's on a lot of Commonwealth flags.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but it's also their flag.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a symbol of the Commonwealth? Was that one of the options?
The flag of the Commonwealth?
Yeah.
No.
No, wait, no, because it's their flag.
Of the United Kingdom. Yeah.
But it is also, yeah, so it's the flag of the United Kingdom, but it is a symbol of the Commonwealth because it's on things that are in the Commonwealth.
Yes. Yes, that's pretty much it. Who was voted the greatest Briton of all time in 2002? Mo Farah, Admiral Nelson, Winston Churchill, Clement Attlee.
I reckon it was Winston Churchill.
Oh, yeah, it was, Cambo. Yeah. This one I got wrong because I thought that some people didn't like Winston.
Oh, yeah. I would say that Winston Churchill is revered in as much as that he helped them win the war.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as he went on, everyone's like, oh, actually.
Yeah, maybe not.
This
so guy's
a bit fucking
That's
crazy.
That's literally why I was like, oh, I don't think he'll be. So yeah. I just chose a random one.
I would say he's not a good politician, but he was what they needed in the war.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which I feel like is like universally agreed.
But
right?
2012, like, just after like the 9/11 attacks in the United States, I feel like anyone that was like a tough guy seemed like a.
Right.
And the vote was done in 2002. He seems like he would have been. That's when, remember the keep calm and carry on phrase was very popular in the early 2000s?
Right, yeah.
Again,
yeah.
That's like a very wartime, like stiff upper lip kind of thing.
Yeah.
It makes sense that that was what was popular at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which of the following statements is true? Women in Britain today make up about a half of the workforce. Women in Britain today make up about one quarter of the workforce.
Oh, that's 72. I'd say half.
Half is correct. All in all, I actually reckon that we got, I reckon, like the exact same amount correct. And that is, I don't know, can't be bothered counting. Anyway, I got a pass though.
Oh, sweet. So we are British citizens.
We are British citizens.
Let's do something British like go and get fish and chips. Could you imagine doing that, Nelson?
No way, Cambo.
Or look at the Union Jack on a flag.
Yeah. I thought I would just, I don't know, masturbate to the king or something.
Well, obviously.
That's
it. Yeah. You don't need to be English to do that, Nelson.
All right. Now it's time for the Ask Me Anything, where listeners of the show, just like you, listener, can write in and ask us anything you want.
People might be screaming at us, you had a fuckhead podcast listener email ready last week and you decided to delay it.
Yep.
Well, I'm about to read it from Zimbo and maybe you'll understand why we delayed it and fucking cut us some slack for once in your miserable lives.
Sometimes we plan these things out. I know it seems like this show is just thrown together willy-nilly.
No.
But,
we have weekly meetings where we very vigorously go through what we discuss.
There's actually a board.
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually 23 other members of the board.
Shouting, screaming. No, yeah. I think it's best for the show if we do this.
Yeah.
I don't think we should do anything for episode 400. Okay, I guess so. Things like this.
Yeah, that one passed.
I think we hinted that enough before the episode, Nelson.
Yeah.
It won't come as a shock.
Yeah, well, the board has spoken.
we were arguing for.
Yeah.
But like,
come on,
they
guys.
Had the numbers.
I think that
it
they
was like a bloody episode of Succession up there. That's crazy. Anyway, Zimbo said, gentlemen, greetings and salutations, which is a nice contrast of normally they say oi cunts.
Yeah.
So thank you, Zimbo. I actually had to take a pass. I had to take and pass the citizen test. I'm going to start again.
Okay.
Had to take and pass the citizenship test for the US as an immigrant and now am a naturalized citizen. I guess I was unnatural before. Fun facts. The actual test has 100 possible questions and you get them ahead of time. It's not multiple choice. Several of the questions are far more obscure than the ones you chose. You get asked them by an officer from the immigration services and you can only miss like one of the ones they ask.
That's tricky.
They only ask you like 5 questions. Mm. The questions you read are actually the core 20 questions that are considered the easy ones. These are generally given to the older applicants to make it easier, while others can get questions randomly selected from the entire list.
Mm.
In other news, I'm expecting my first child next week.
Oh my God.
Like life is about to change in a big time, but it's a nice benefit for you, new listener. Additionally, I'll be able to register him and send the rating review on his behalf. A fuckhead podcast listeners inherited? Regards, what? Zimba.
Is fuckhead podcast listener inherited?
Well, you have to die, obviously.
We've never had
that. Yeah. It's inherited in that sense.
You can pass it on. Like, think of it like a boat.
I would say that any of our fuckhead podcast listeners in their last will and testament can bequeath it to any other.
Oh, just anyone else.
Just anyone. Like you would give something away in a will.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but like a will, if you don't have one, it goes back to next of kin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It goes back to us, Nelson. We can't have them going around.
We
are assuming if you give it to someone as an inheritance, you have vetted them to know they're of a standard.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but what if you got a dropkick son or daughter?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you haven't even written a will for them. So probably that is the case.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting little Cam Belson.
Cam Belson, yeah. Or Nelsbo.
Nelsbo. Nelbo?
Nelbo.
I think the S makes it sound less gross. Nelsbo. We'll work on it. Yeah. We'll workshop it.
We'll let you know what...
We'll come back to you.
In the meantime, before we get back to you, you have to sign any documentation, just an X will do.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, that's really crazy. Yeah. I had no idea. Next week, Zimba, you haven't been keeping us updated.
Yeah, by the way, anyone else, tell us what's happening in your life, because we don't want to be taken aback by news like this.
This is, it's shocking for me.
Because we heard the news that you were engaged. We love that.
Yeah.
And then radio silence until baby? What is this?
Oh, my God.
If you have shared it with us, we're so sorry we forgot.
There is a possibility.
We've got to cover our bases now. So.
Even your last email could have mentioned it. And,
as mentioned before, I am having a child.
Yeah. Whoopsie-daisy. Anyway, that's exciting. That's exciting. And everybody else, have more babies. We want more listeners.
That's true. Okay. That's actually very true.
If everybody listening mm-hmm. has a baby, mm-hmm. we'll have upwards of 30 listeners. all right. Thank you for writing in, Zimbo. If you'd like to do so, you can reach us Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us at our subreddit or our Discord. Let us know if you're having a baby or anything that's going on.
Anything that's going on.
Yeah.
Start a new job. End a new job.
Yeah. We want to know. We don't want to be taken by surprise when you email and you say, just started my new job. What? We didn't know that was happening.
If you write in and say, by the way, I just got engaged and we didn't know that you were in a relationship, we'll be furious.
That's annoying. Do you know who I think has been doing a great job of this is Hazza?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's been really on the money.
Congratulations on the wedding.
Congratulations on the wedding. I feel like we found out boyfriend, engagement, Hazza, wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
New job, kind of. Well, we know about her jewelry.
Yep.
Exploits.
Yep. Exploits. Adventures.
Adventures?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Oh, yeah. We're in the show.
Yeah, we're in the show. All right. Thanks for listening. And we will read you later.